Title: Modulate an Amen Style Sampler Rack for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build an Amen rack that actually feels alive. Not just hears the loop. Press play. We're going for old school rave pressure, little pitch dives, nasty filter yanks, micro chop movement, and those momentary echo throws that make the crowd lean in. But we're also going to keep it tight enough to sit in a modern drum and bass arrangement without turning to mush. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. You're not editing a break, you're building an instrument. The whole point is controlled chaos. Macros and modulation do the heavy lifting, so you're not writing 64 separate edits by hand. Step 0, session prep. Set your tempo in the classic zone, 170 to 174 BPM. If you want the default vibe, land on 172. Drop an Amen break onto an audio track. For warp mode, try beats first. And make sure transient loop is off, because we want crisp cuts, not extra looping weirdness. If the recording is really messy and beats is doing something ugly, you can try Complex Pro, but just know you'll lose some punch. Here's a move that saves you later. Consolidate the break so it's exactly 1 or 2 bars long. Select the region, CMD or Control J. When it's a clean 1 or 2 bars, slicing and mapping becomes predictable. Now we slice it into a playable rack. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For the slicing, transient is usually best for an Amen because it follows the actual hits in a musical way. Create it as a drum rack. For the slicing preset, the built-in slicing with warp is a solid starting point. Once that's done, you should see a MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices. This is where people stop. We're not stopping. We're going to make it perform. Next, we build the bus effects and macros. Click your drum rack, and after it on the same track, drop an audio effect rack. That rack is going to be your Amen control section. The idea is, slices give you the pattern and the bus gives you the pressure. Inside that chain, add drum bus, then auto filter, then saturator, and then a limiter at the end as a safety net. If you like going heavier and more modern, you can swap saturator for roar later, but start stock simple so you understand what's happening. Let's set some starting points. On drum bus, bring drive up somewhere around 5 to 15%, depending on how raw your break is. Boom at around 20 to 40%. Pick the boom frequency based on your tune. If you want more sub knock, aim around 45 to 60 Hz, but if you want more audible punch that reads on smaller speakers, try 90 to 120. And transient, this is important for jungle snap. Push it up, like plus 10 to plus 25. On auto filter, choose a more aggressive character. MS2 or PRD are great for that slightly rude rave era edge. Use low pass for classic sweeps and band pass for that telephone rave in the next room vibe. Resonance around 20 to 40%. And a little drive, like 3 to 9 dB. We're going to map frequency and resonance to macros in a minute. On saturator, choose analog clip. Put drive around 2 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. That soft clip is your friend for keeping it loud without instantly becoming painful. On limiter, set the ceiling to about minus 0.8 dB. We're not mastering here. We're just catching spikes when we get enthusiastic with macros. Now the real sauce, making the slices themselves modulatable. Go into the drum rack and click a pad, then look at the sampler for that slice. We're going to map a few key parameters on a few key slices. Important coach note here, pick hero slices and protect them. Choose one main snare and one main kick that stay mostly stable. Minimal start random, minimal pitch movement. That's your anchor. The chaos lives in hats, ghosts, and little percussion moments. If you mangle everything, you lose the feeling of an Amen and it turns into a bag of clicks. So pick maybe 4 to 8 slices you actually use a lot. Main kick, main snare, a hat, a ghost note, maybe a ride or a little perk. For each of those, we're interested in start, pitch or transpose, the simpler filter frequency and sometimes volume for ghost dynamics. Now mapping strategy, because this is where a lot of racks become unusable. Don't map one macro to absolutely everything with the same range. Map it in families so it stays musical. For example, your chop macro, which is basically start offset. Give hats and ghost notes a bigger range, because they can move and still sound cool. Give the snare a tiny range, because if the snare's transient moves too much, the groove collapses. And give the kick almost no range, because we want impact. When you map start, keep it tight. A great range is basically 0 milliseconds up to around 12 milliseconds. That sounds tiny, but it's huge in feel. That's the difference between same loop again and this break is talking, without losing the hit. For pitch, a general macro range of 0 to minus 3 semitones is classic for that slightly heavy, tape-y pressure. And then you can make a special fill behavior later that dips to minus 12, but that's for moments, not the whole section. For the simpler filter frequency, a nice musical close down is something like 8 kHe down to about 1.5 kHe. That gives you the sense of the break ducking into the floor before a drop. Now, go back to your audio effect rack and create your macro layout. Here's a practical set that works in actual drum and bass arrangements. Macro 1. Shop, which controls start offset across your chosen slices, with the family ranges we talked about. Macro 2. Pitch dive, mapped mostly to snare ghosts and maybe hats lightly, but not the kick. Keep the general range 0 to minus 3 semitones. Macro 3. Rave filter. This is your auto filter frequency and I like mapping it from super open, like 18 kHz, down to around 800 hE. That gets you from full clarity to proper tension tunnel. Macro 4. Rizzo or scream. Map auto filter resonance, and optionally its drive if you want it to bite harder as you turn it up. Macro 5. Grit. Map saturator drive, and also drum bus drive a little bit. One knob that says more punishment. Macro 6. Snap or smack. Map drum bus transient. This is one of your best make it feel faster knobs without adding notes. Macro 7. Space throw. Add echo on the chain, or do it on a return track if you're more mix-minded. If it's on the chain, keep it dark and filtered. Classic settings, 1/8 or 3/16 time, feedback around 20 to 40%, and filter the high so it doesn't spray everywhere. The main thing is, map dry / wet to your macro so you can tap it for throw, then bring it straight back down. Macro 8. Rewind or downlift. This is a moment macro. Map it to a deeper pitch range, like dipping harder, plus pulling the filter down, and maybe a slight volume dip. The goal is that whoa inhale before the next phrase lands. Before we start modulating like maniacs, quick gain staging rule. Louder always sounds better, and that can trick you into thinking your macro variation is more sick when it's just louder. Put a utility right before the limiter and either set it once to compensate, or map its gain to a trim macro if you want. That way, when you crank drive and resonance, you can keep level consistent and judge tone properly. Now we bring in live 12 modulation, because this is where it turns from a rack into a performer. First, macro variations. Make a few variations that are clearly different, so you can switch states like scenes. Variation A, clean roll. Filter open, low grit, stable. Variation B, rave push. Filter slightly down, more transient and drive. Variation C, fill mayhem. Pitch dip, a bit more chop, and echo ready to fire. Variation D if you want, breakdown ghost. Less transient, more room, maybe lighter volume. These variations are arrangement anchors. You're basically saying, this is the break's mood for this section. Next, add a shaper modulator. Use it subtly, and modulate either the auto filter frequency or the chop macro. Starting point, rate at 1/8 or 1/16. A downward curve shape can feel like it's pulling energy into the snare. Keep the modulation amount conservative. Think motion, not the filter is doing gymnastics. Then add random, but constrain it. Random on the chop macro is a classic trick for micro variation, but if you go too far you'll smear the kick and the snare and the whole groove turns into wet cardboard. Keep it within a few milliseconds of movement. If you want more chaos, save it for one bar fills, and automate the modulation amount up only at the end of phrases. Live 12 modulation amount is basically your safety limiter for creativity. Now, composition workflow. We write a core pattern first. Don't start with mayhem. Make a stable 2-bar MIDI clip triggering your slices. Keep your snare on 2 and 4 strong, because that's your grid. Then decorate around it with ghosts and hats. Quantize gently to 1/16th. Then use groove pool if you want that MPC-ish swing. 10 to 25% groove amount is usually enough. The idea is, it still hits hard, but it's got that human push. Here's a really useful trick. Clip envelopes are micro automation you can duplicate. Inside your 2-bar MIDI clip, draw a little clip envelope movement for one or two macros, like chop or filter. Keep it subtle. Then when you duplicate the clip across the arrangement, you get consistent internal movement, like the break is already animated. After that, you do the big picture automation and arrangement view on top. Micro pass, then macro pass. Now arrange it like a drum and bass tune, with pressure over time. For a 16-bar intro, keep it filtered down. Minimal chop. Drop an occasional space throw at the end of an 8-bar phrase, like a little teaser. For an 8-bar build, increase grit and snap gradually. Bring chop up slightly. Add that subtle shaper modulation, so it feels like it's tightening and moving. For the draw, open the filter back up. Keep pitch dive minimal except on fills, because if everything is pitched down all the time, it gets tired fast. Every 8 bars, do a quick 1 bar of aeration flip. Like clean roll for most of it, then 1 bar of rave push, back to clean, and then 1 bar of fill mayhem at the phrase end. For the 1 bar fill into the next section, hit that rewind or down left automation. Big echo throw on the last snare. And then the most important part, hard reset at the downbeat. Cut the echo wet back to 0, open the filter, bring everything back to the stable state. At contrast is the pressure release that feels DJ friendly. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're tweaking. First, over-randomizing start. It's the fastest way to delete your punch. Keep it tight. Second, pitching everything down constantly. Pitch is spice, not the main meal. Third, no anchor hits. Protect a main snare. If the listener loses the snare, they lose the track. Fourth, distortion without level control. If it's clipping, it might feel exciting, but it's going to wreck your mix. Use the limiter and your utility trim. And fifth, too much reverb on breaks. Reverb kills crispness. Do short throws, filtered throws, momentary moments. If you want some advanced rave flavor, here are a few optional upgrades. You can do the DJ doubles effect with a parallel micro delay. Make an audio effect rack with two chains, dry, and then a delay chain set to 1 to 5 milliseconds, feedback at 0, wet at 100%. Map the delayed chain volume to a doubles macro. Just a touch gives you that wide, stressed, doubled break feel in builds. You can also add a little vinyl or tape instability without third-party stuff. Chorus ensemble with a super low amount and a slow rate, or shifter with tiny detune, mostly on mids and highs. Subtle, if you notice it as an effect, it's probably too much. This audio version is shortened for playback.